Chapter 10. Jesse's ex-wife stuck her head into his office and said, "Hi, Toots. Got a minute?" Jesse felt the small trill of excitement in his belly that he always felt when he saw her. "I got a minute," he said. Jen came in, dressed to the nines, and gave Jesse a pleasant but passing kiss on the mouth. The trill of excitement tightened into a knot of desire and sadness. The kiss was passionless. "I am on an investigative assignment," Jen said. "What's Channel 3 investigating this time?" Jesse said. "The resurgence of platform souls?" Jen smiled. "Are you saying that Newsbeat 3 is not noted for high seriousness?" "Yes," Jesse said. "This is a good one for me," Jen said. "It's like hard news investigation." Jesse nodded. The knot in his stomach held tight. He knew it would be there until well after she left. "Our sources tell us that Latino gangs are infiltrating Paradise," Jen said. Jesse stared at her. "Latino gangs," he said. "There is gang graffiti on several buildings in Paradise," Jen said. She took some snapshots out of her purse and put them on Jesse's desk so he could see them. "Our sources sent us these pictures," Jen said. Jesse recognized a couple. One had been on the side of the commuter rail station for more than a year. One had appeared on the back wall of the food market at the mall. There were two more he hadn't seen. "Can you name your sources?" Jen shook her head. "Does the name Miriam Fiedler mean anything to you?" She smiled. "Walter Carr?" Jen smiled again, but she didn't say anything. "Jen," Jesse said, "there's not been a gang-related crime in this town since I've been here." "Isn't that odd?" Jen said. "I mean, Marshport is right next door. There are gangs there." "Several," Jesse said. "You don't think they might want to slip in here sometimes where the streets are paved in gold?" Jesse leaned back a little in his chair. Jen had her legs crossed. Her pants were tight. He could see the smooth line of her thigh. "I never lived in a slum, exactly, but I worked in a lot of them in L.A. People who live in suburbia think every slum dweller yearns to live there too," Jesse said. "But many people I knew liked the hood, wouldn't want to leave it, would die of boredom and conformity if they lived elsewhere." "To me," Jen said, "that sounds like an excuse to do nothing about slums." "That's probably it," Jesse said. "No," Jen said, "I didn't mean that you were like that. But are you saying none of the gangbangers ever cross the line into Paradise?" "Oh, they come over sometimes. Mostly, I think, to sell dope to high school kids."
"Can't you stop them?"
"Can I stop kids from buying dope?" Jesse said. Jen nodded. "Or selling it," Jesse said. Jen nodded again. "No," Jesse said.
"You can't?"
"No," Jesse said, "but I don't feel too bad about that. Nobody else can either. Anywhere."
"Are you suggesting we just ignore it?"
Jesse was silent for a moment, looking at her. Then he said, "Are we on camera?"
"Oh, God, Jesse, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be inquisitorial. I just get so caught up in being Ms. Journalist, you know. Always ask the follow-up question."
Jesse nodded.
"I would like to investigate the gang thing, though," Jen said. She smiled. The force of her smile was nearly physical.
Jesse always felt as if he should grunt from impact.
"Not a good career move," she said, "to go back and tell the news director that my ex says there's no story."
"No," Jesse said.
"Are you mad because I was, like, cross-examining you?"
"No."
"I care about my job, you know."
"I know."
"It matters to me, just like yours matters to you."
"I know."
"I guess it makes me sort of a pill sometimes," Jen said.
"Everyone's job corrupts them a little, I imagine," Jesse said. "And you could never be a pill."
Jen smiled at him. "Even your job?" she said.
Jesse nodded.
"What has your job done to you?" Jen said.
Jesse was silent for a time. "I guess," he said finally, "you could say it has narrowed the circle of my expectations." Jen stared at him and widened her eyes.
"You want to talk about that?" she said.
"Not much," Jesse said.
"Please," Jen said. "I'm not being girl reporter now. I'm being ex-wife who still loves you."
Jesse felt the tension he always felt with Jen, trying to control himself, trying to keep what he felt stored carefully away so it wouldn't spill out all over the place. He flexed his shoulders a little.
It's pretty hard, Jesse said, to believe in much. You can't prevent crime. You couldn't even solve most crimes if the bad guys would simply keep their mouths shut. About all you can aim at is to make your corner peaceful. But you keep at it, Jen said. Gotta keep it something, Jesse said. You see too much of human emotion up too close, Jen said, don't you? People lie to you, to themselves. Few people can be counted on. Most people do what they need to do, not what they ought. You know that too, Jesse said. I work in television, Jesse. Oh, Jesse said. Yeah. They were quiet. Outside Jesse's window, a couple of firemen were washing their cars in the broad driveway of the fire station. Jesse could hear the phone ring dimly at the front desk and Molly's voice. So what do we hang on to? Jen said. Each other? Jesse said. I guess, Jen said. And we're having a hell of a time doing that, Jesse said.